This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
I received a question from someone that I thought was very applicable to a lot of folks. And the question translated into, I've sent out 35 or 40 resumes. I haven't gotten any response. I feel like a failure. And then they go on to say, I'm 26 and I have a 3.5 and a 4.0 scale in my degree in computer science. I feel awful. What am I doing wrong? Now, I have to kind of dissect this into a couple of different categories. So the first one is, we don't know when you got this degree. So 26 seems like old for bachelor's, but it could be a master's. I don't know that part of it. So let's assume it's an undergrad bachelor's in computer science, and you're not getting any interviews. Normally, I would say the issue is your resume. Your resume isn't making a case for your candidacy. It could also be you're sending it to firms that don't hire entry-level people, and you're not networking and taking advantage of a network of introductions in order to be able to get results, to get interviews. You could also be submitting it at the wrong time of year. That is, you're submitting at a time of year where firms aren't interested in hiring entry-level people. Although, as I'm recording this late June, it's certainly possible that this is a time that they would be hiring beginners. But, you know, I would say the likelihood is your resume isn't doing a good job of representing you. Now, what should go into your resume? Well, obviously the coursework. You can include quotes from professors in the resume that call attention to your extraordinary conduct. A 3.5 on a 4.0 scale isn't bad, but if this is from a school that no one's ever heard of, it has less value than if we said Stanford, if we said another major comp sci school. So recognize that your choice of university or college may have an impact on how firms are evaluating you. You could be sending it to firms that aren't interested in hiring beginners. They want to hire experienced people, and a beginner resume isn't going to interest them. Your resume may be doing a bad job of representing you. On and on and on. We dissect it into a couple of behaviors on your part that could be easily corrected. Now, I want to say that there's lots of advice at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, no matter where you are in your search. So if you join the site, $24.99 a month now, it may go up in the not-too-distant future. But for now, it's $24.99 a month, and there are promotions on a quarterly basis. It's more for a quarter, but less per month if you join for that period of time. When all is said and done, since you're not getting interviews, the issue is about what you're doing now with your resume and your actions that are getting you stuck, not even launching into interviews yet. So we have to break it down in terms of your resume. The value of the school that you went to is a brand to help sell you. What you're doing in the way of networking, and how you're applying. Let's look at those four. So let me go to how you're applying, because I haven't addressed it yet. If you're submitting your resume through applicant tracking systems, man, you're stuck. Your keywords may not be strong enough to bring out attention. And with that comes your LinkedIn profile, which may not be doing enough to help sell you. See, resumes are for when you're hunting. Your LinkedIn profile is when someone wants to hunt for you. So make it easy on your LinkedIn profile for people to reach out to you by putting your phone number and email address in the summary area of the profile to make it easy for people to reach out without using an in-mail to connect with you. In addition, with your resume, think in terms of, I'm sorry, let me go back to the applicant tracking system. I want you to hear this. Never apply for a job through an applicant tracking system, because you're just one of many that they've cast out a wide net for, and there's nothing to really distinguish you. You're better off finding someone and connecting with someone through LinkedIn who works at the firm who can refer you, who you can develop a relationship with, who might like you enough to give you a shot. You're always better off using that approach. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com and let me help you there. I have great information that's going to be able to help you with your job search. Plus, I answer questions from job hunters, provide discounts on coaching, one-on-one coaching, on a lot of different things. And all my books and guides to job hunting and resume writing are available to you at the site. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Hope you enjoyed today's show and have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.